Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back live at Twin Peaks in Davie, a Man Cave Monday. And as I tweeted out, we've been waiting all day for this segment. Actually, yesterday after the game, I tweeted out, somebody book Manish Mehta for all 4 hours quickly. And response was great. Yeah, I'd listen and then listen over. And so we never do this. Manish Mehta covers the Jets for the New York Daily News. We had him on Friday. We never have someone on two shows in a row. I don't care who it is. We don't have Michael Irvin on two shows in a row.
Well, Manish is worth it.
Well, I just there were two things I wanted during the game yesterday. I wanted a pay-per-view feed of just Adam Gase, and I wanted a pay-per-view feed of just Manish Mehta. And watch, because there was this voyeuristic thing going on there. But I figured we'd have him on today, not just because we took some weird joy in watching what was going on with Adam Gase playing Sudoku on the sidelines when his defense is out there. But I think Manish needs to come on for his own sanity. Like, I think he needs to verbalize what he's feeling. So he writes for the New York Daily News, and he's with us now. Hello, Manish.
We're making history, guys. Two shows in a row, right?
Yep, we are making history. I've been looking forward to this all day. So what was your take? Like, your overall take? I mean, I saw the headlines and I read the stuff that you wrote. But your overall take for people that don't read your stuff here in South Florida was what yesterday?
Adam Gase is an absolute disgrace. That's probably the simplest way of me putting it. The team wasn't prepared. They didn't make any adjustments. They're undisciplined. You guys watched the game.
Yeah.
You almost kind of felt like they were playing the 72 Dolphins, right? Not the 2019 Dolphins. But just when you think it can't get any worse, we see what unfolded yesterday. It was such an embarrassment. I know that privately – this obviously meant a lot to Gase because he wanted to stick it to Stephen Ross. Ironically, Stephen Ross stuck it to him, which I thought was poetic justice in many ways. But the Jets have a really big issue here because their quarterback is regressing, and obviously Adam Gase was hired specifically to take Sam Darnold to the next level, and he looks every bit like a rookie. He looks nothing like the player we saw in December when he was trending up, and that's a clear indictment, in my estimation, of Adam Gase.
Manish, the players like him. As I was watching the game, like, there was no, you know, there's no high fives, there's no talking, there's no, you know, one-on-ones. Like, he just stays on his little iPad. Do you get the feeling the players enjoy being around Adam Gase?
I'll put it this way. There are too many players in that locker room who do not respect him. I think that's the fairest way for me to characterize it because, look, there's 60 guys in that locker room. You know, everyone's got a different personality. But I think there's enough players who matter on this team who do not respect him, and they don't respect him because they see kind of through his act. And it takes maybe a little bit longer for some guys to, you know, figure out their coach. You know, some guys make a really good first impression. Clearly that's Adam Gase. But once, you know, you get down to the nitty-gritty, and just once you see how he handles different situations as a player – you kind of see through the BS. I mean, that's a pretty blunt way of putting it. But, again, there's enough players in there who matter who do not respect him.
And does Gase know how visually unappealing it is for him to sit there by himself on the bench while his team, him being the head coach, his defense is playing, his special teams is out there, and he's playing on the iPad? Does he understand how bad that looks?
Hey, man, those Sudoku puzzles aren't going to fix themselves.
Well, look, this is what I'll say about that. I don't take issue if you have an offensive-minded coach who's sitting with his quarterback when the defense is on the field. You see Andy Reid do that with Patrick Mahomes. You've seen Sean McVay do that with Jared Goff. It was just unusual. It's not unprecedented, but it was unusual for the coach to be all by himself, not have anybody around him, not have his quarterback, not have any offensive players around him. It was a bad visual, and you know the optics are terrible there, and I know a lot of people have picked up on that over the last 24 hours, but You know, I think that's the least of Adam Gase's worries. The bigger issue is that he is really not a leader in any way. And I thought that he was. You know, the information I got during the search process, you know, you're kind of trying to get as much information on candidates as possible, as fast as possible. I wish I had the benefit of more time, because over the last 10 months, there's so many instances, you know, that I'm not at liberty to report, but so many things that I've heard behind the scenes that leads me to believe that he really has not learned very much from his first time as a head coach. I thought that maybe he would grow and evolve. I don't want to definitively say that that can't happen, but a lot of the things that I'm hearing about what's going on seems to be a repeat of what happened in Miami.
Manish Mehta covers the New York Jets for the New York Daily News, and he references there kind of what you had done at the beginning of the – well, I shouldn't say the beginning of the season, but when they hired – when the Jets hired Adam Gase, you were one of the few, if not the only writer in New York that said the Jets got it right. But you have since changed your opinion. You've become a very harsh critic. Friday, I think I asked you if he might be a one-and-done coach, and you said no – you couldn't see that happening. Have you changed your mind on that?
You know, it really just depends on whether Woody Johnson, the owner, who's over in London, and his brother, who's in charge for the moment, Christopher, are swayed by fan sentiment. The Jets fans are very passionate and very vocal. I think they get a bad rap in that people think that they're too reactionary. But I think if you look at recent history at, you know, the people that they were not happy with, whether that was John Idzik, the former general manager, or Todd Bowles, you know, Mike Maccagnan. I mean, all of these guys who they have disliked have not gone on to do much at other places. So I think that their, you know, disgust and their hatred, for lack of a better word, is warranted. So it really depends on whether the Johnson brothers are swayed by public opinion. I have a sense and I have a feeling that you're going to see some billboards and some planes flying above head over the next week or so asking to fire Adam Gase. You know, that had a tangible impact on Woody Johnson a few years ago when he fired the general manager, John Idzik, after a short run. So I think that's really what's going to happen over the next 2 months. And, of course, the product on the field. Now, they have a lot of cupcakes, but I thought the Dolphins were a cupcake. You know, they've got another game against the Dolphins. They got the Bengals, the Redskins, the Raiders are actually looking pretty good, but they got the Giants coming up. So these are not world beaters, but clearly the Jets are not a world beater either.
Does the Jets' performance yesterday against the Dolphins, in your opinion, begin and end with Adam Gase?
Look, there's a lot of culprits. You never want to say it's on one person, whether it's the coach or the quarterback, but I think he's mostly responsible for it. But a lot of people had a hand in it. Sam Darnold made poor decisions. I can make a pretty solid case that a lot of those poor decisions were because the head coach did not put him in good positions with play calls and play designs and things of that nature. The defense was not good, so you can't absolve Greg Williams either. They made Mike Gesicki look like Tony Gonzalez, and you know, they made Preston Williams look like Julio Jones. So, yeah, you know, the players certainly are not blameless in all this. The execution was poor, but I just think, again, the preparation and the lack of in-game adjustments, you know, the idea of Ryan Fitzpatrick finding Preston Williams in one-on-one coverage against Darrell Roberts over and over again, it must have been so painful for the Jets fans to watch.
And I would imagine Adam Gase had his press conference today in New York. Did he say anything revelatory?
Well, I mean, to add insult to injury or to injury to injury, it looks like Le'Veon Bell, you know, had an MRI today on his knee. I don't know what the severity is, but in terms of how close or how far the team is from being competitive or being a winning team, to hear Adam Gase say, you know, Sam Darnold's only a play or two away, and I know he's trying to take an optimistic viewpoint here, but the reality is that there are a lot of problems on this team. It's not just one or two plays. It's not just one or two people. And you just touched on it a few minutes ago. I don't believe that Adam Gase is galvanizing anybody in that building. There's no juice. There's no life. And I think a lot of that is because, obviously, of what the product is on Sundays. But, again, you can spot a phony when it comes to leadership when you see it over time. You know, you can con somebody in the beginning, and I know that that probably applies to what Adam Gase did to Christopher Johnson in getting this job ultimately. But he's not a leader. I cannot see any redeeming leadership qualities from this person. From everything I've seen, everything I've heard, He doesn't comport himself like a leader in any fashion.
I mean, he's talking about, you know, the bad teams in this league. There's a lot of cupcakes out there, but there's about four or five that are bad. You know, the one-win teams. You know, we know all of them. Do you think if the Jets fall in that category as the season moves on, they would ever think about replacing Sam Darnold already?
No, I don't think so. Channing, it's not going to happen unless Sam Darnold gets hurt. I think the overwhelming sentiment inside the organization is that they will side with the quarterback over the head coach. So this is not going to be any kind of scenario where Adam Gase gets to cut bait here and use Sam Darnold as a scapegoat and draft another quarterback for him to develop. That's never going to happen. Adam Gase will be long gone before Sam Darnold is gone. They believe in this player. They invested a lot in this player. This player has shown flashes of a terrific play. But again, he has regressed. And why has he regressed? What's the big change in Sam Darnold from year one to year two? The head coach, the play caller. So I think there's a overwhelming sentiment inside the organization that Sam Darnold has a chance to be a very good player, a franchise quarterback, and there's no way that they would cut ties with him before they cut ties with Adam Gase.
Manish Mehta, you can read his work in the New York Daily News. So are you okay? You good?
I mean, I'm fine. I just want to know when Christopher Johnson is going to speak. He's the one who called Adam Gase the innovator, and he's hiding like Punxsutawney Phil. So I want to see when he comes out of his hole here and actually shows some leadership and accountability himself.
All right. Well, have some fun up there.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
See you. Manish Mehta there from the New York Daily News.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.